This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to talk about something today that could affect your life very profoundly, or potentially somebody who is very close to you. And this is anyone who is challenged by some type of addiction. Many different situations there. But many of us don't realize that to get through the addiction, there is something known as hypnotherapy. And it's very impactful, can really be a game changer. She is somebody that is a certified hypnotherapist, coach, sound healer. She's also a Reiki practitioner and yoga instructor. And her practice is called Sacred Wellness Hypnotherapy. Audra Sanderhoff joins us once again on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful to have you back here. I'm doing great. And
good.
I've told you before, big champion of hypnotherapy. For me personally, I didn't use it for addiction, but I find that many people, aside from having an aversion to hypnotherapy because they're unfamiliar with it, don't even make that connection to addiction. But one of the most popular things for hypnotherapy is having somebody stop smoking or help them with that. What are some other addictions that you've helped others with?
I've helped people with pretty much any kind of addiction. It doesn't even matter what the addiction is. You know, it can be alcohol to gambling, smoking, eating. Trying to think of some other ones. Oh, and a new one for our generation is social media addiction.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not surprised, but I never even thought of that could be impacting somebody's life. Maybe we go to the basics, especially with what you just said. An addiction, mm-hmm. How would you define it?
Mm-hmm. It's any too much behavior, Steve. So anything that they're doing too much of is not a healthy balance in your life.
Okay. So essentially, if it's too much of something and or it's getting in the way of normal life, we would put it mm-hmm. in the category of addiction.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's really not about what you're addicted to. It's the feeling inside that you don't like. So then we reach for something to make us feel better. Like I said, whether it's food, alcohol to numb those feelings and feel that, you know, brief euphoric feeling. That we get the dopamine hits from the phone. Yeah, there's so many things. So we don't focus on what they're addicted to, but we focus on what the feeling is that's underlying.
Would you say the process to help somebody with an addiction through hypnotherapy is essentially the same, whether it's smoking, whether it's an addiction to food, whether it's gambling, whatever it is? What you're describing is a positive euphoric feeling that comes from whatever somebody's doing.
Exactly.
Mm, okay.
And it leads back to a childhood trauma response. So we go back to the childhood and find where that feeling that they don't like, that they're trying to kind of stuff right back down.
Does it all go back to childhood?
Typically, yes, Steve. When I work with people, I'm like, oh, maybe they don't have anything. And we go back, and there's something really big there.
Mm. I mean, that's not to say that past a childhood, that there could have been a trauma, something happened, you know, there could have been a young adult, and that could have an impact. But scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, you know, before the age of, say, I don't know, 12.
Exactly.
The majority?
I was going to say 12.
would you put it at like, an 8 scale up there, somewhat very high in terms of it coming from childhood?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Walk us through. Let's say somebody comes to you for addiction to smoking. How does mm-hmm. that look? How does that work?
Yeah. There's some people out there, I guess, hypnotherapists that will work with aversion therapy, you know, making them think it's gross and disgusting so that they don't want to do it. And that can sometimes work, but I don't really focus on that in my practice. One, like, I bring analogies in. So, like, say, I mean, one example, I know you mentioned for smoking, but for eating, you know, you're driving down the road and your check engine light comes on and you stop at the gas station and you put more gas in. And then another light comes on the dashboard and you go, you know, stop at another gas station and you put more gas in, when that's not the problem. So we get to that emotional root cause so that they find, instead of thinking, oh, this is impossible, I can't quit or give this up, we change impossible to I'm possible.
How effective is it?
It's very effective, Steve. I have had many clients who have had addictions to, you know, you name it, and they have created the possibility that they want to change their life. They know that this addiction is ruining their life and their health, affecting the people that love them and they love. And, you know, eventually they hit rock bottom. And so, you know, either people come to me at rock bottom or they've come to me at an earlier stage, which is, you know, it depends on, that's how many sessions we need. If they've only been smoking for a little bit and they've tried to quit before and they've had some success, we only need a couple sessions to get them relief. If it's been a long time, you know, chronic pattern, then it may take like 5 or more sessions. But you don't see people forever, you know. It's I want them to graduate. I want them to, you know, blossom and not need to be reliant on hypnotherapy, but they're going to still use the self-hypnosis that I teach them.
Okay, so I wasn't aware of that. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you teach others how to hypnotize themselves for a favorable outcome.
Yes, so all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So I teach people to practice. They're going to do homework, basically, is dropping themselves into their own hypnosis a couple times a day, using specific recognitions to get them the results that they want. And so every time they come in to see me, they drop in to this relaxed state where we can access the subconscious mind so much quicker and easier when they do their homework.
Wow. Every situation is different. Everybody is different.
Yes.
Out of the things that hypnotherapy can support somebody with and for, would you say that getting rid of an addiction is easier than other, let's say, hypnotherapy challenges?
Well, I mean, I'd say that's quicker sometimes with, for say, addiction versus, say, weight, you know, management. You know, it's going to take longer, of course, depending on if they have a lot of pounds to lose. They're not going to see the results right away. They're going to feel better. But right away with most other addictions, they stop immediately. They get the results that they want in a quicker, shorter time than they would using some other type of modality.
Can you give an example, very hypothetical here, or, you know, maybe one in real life, but we, you know, we keep it confidential, no names or anything, where somebody might have an addiction, let's go with smoking, and what could be causing that from, let's say, somebody's childhood? I'm just trying to illustrate for everybody, make that connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be, you know, stress-related. Smoking usually is, people think this relaxes me, so that's why they choose to smoke, versus they could just go outside and take a few deep breaths of air, you know, go walk around the block when they have a little break at work. But so often people are like, I need a break from sitting at the computer, so I'm going to step outside and have a smoke. So breaking that like habitual pattern of when you crave it the most. And then, so when you're having those cravings, you go to the recognition that you were taught for self-hypnosis every time you have that craving. So you're redirecting basically that mind that wants some relief, wants, is craving something. They're able to get relief with changing their mind, stepping into their willpower. So I also focus on each session, we work on the chakras, and they're your energy centers in your body, and the solar chakra, which is just below your rib cage, is your willpower. So that one we're really going to work on, because they are having issues with their willpower.
Wow. All right. This is what makes you radically different, Audra, is that you harness the power of energy. There are many hypnotherapists out there, and that's great, but you take it steps further when it comes to the energy. And I was unaware that that part of us, call it, regulates the willpower. Had no idea.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's your power. It's your power center for making the changes that you want to see. And so I also help people write their own affirmations of what they want. You know, if they could snap their fingers and have anything they want, they write that down. It might sound unrealistic. They don't think they're ever going to get there. My clients then start coming in and reporting that these changes are happening. And is it manifestation? They're putting their energy to it. They're saying these things in hypnosis. So the subconscious mind wants that change. There's a part of you that doesn't want to change, and there's a part of you that does want that change. So we also do parts therapy, and not saying that you have split personalities, but there's parts of you that want and know can live a better life. And then there's parts of you that, like, I want to stay the same. I don't want to change. So there's a resistant part of you. And so we address that resistant part and find out why this addiction is there.
It's almost like the,
what is it serving?
It's almost like the proverbial angel and the devil on your shoulders.
Yes, kind of. Yeah. Right. Or I like Jiminy Cricket, you know, your conscious. He's like saying, oh, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And just for everybody to even further understand, we have, as you said, many parts to us. It's not multiple personalities. It's just different parts that need to be addressed, nurtured, whatever, however you want to phrase it. I'm fascinated that you help people hypnotize themselves or just help them understand how to do that and then reinforce. What technique do you usually use or suggest for somebody to get in a hypnotic state?
So in the morning and right before you go to sleep, you're dropping yourself into those different mind states. So right when you wake up, don't grab your phone, because it's taking you out of that relaxed mindset. And you just start saying the recognitions that I teach people for self-hypnosis right then and there. So I just tell people, set their alarm 10, 20 minutes earlier, wake up, start doing the self-hypnosis, and then go about your day. You're having those cravings, go back to that recognition. So you can do it while you're up and moving around, walking around, eyes open. And then when they lay down for sleep at night, instead of thinking and all the things you didn't do, and so many people berate themselves. And so they go to the recognition, and the mind is empty. And you fall into a nice deep sleep.
You have provided validation for me and better understanding in many different ways today. And I'm sure it's with everybody connected to this podcast. But I've heard that you're in a hypnotic state when you first wake up and when you go to sleep. I mean, that's a natural hypnotic state. And I never knew why you shouldn't grab your phone first thing in the morning. Obviously, it's a distraction. You shouldn't be doing it starting your day that way. Never really knew why. Now I get it. It's interfering with you in that wonderful spot that you're in when you first wake up. Now I get it.
Exactly, Steve.
Why would you want to ruin that?
Yeah.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. I did it this morning. I woke up. I'm like, yeah, I that's my favorite time. I like to sit there or lay there and think for a moment, maybe drift off for a second. Then you come back, which is, as I understand it, all part of the process. But what do? We pick up the phone. We look at text. Mm-hmm. We look at social media. And it just, it takes you out of that moment. That is, it's been put in you for a reason. There's a reason that we wake up that way, right?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, like I said, this is a newer phenomenon of social media addiction. And there's a reason why it's called the cell phone. It keeps you in a prison. And, you know, maybe you've been with a friend and you go out to dinner and they just keep looking at their phone. And there's no messages there, but they're so, like, every 20 seconds, I've had clients pick up their phone and just look at it. And so it's a real thing these days. I was at the park the other day, and this mother and child were flying a kite. The mother was flying the kite, and the little 3-4-year-old was sitting on the ground playing with the cell phone. And I was like, something's really backwards here. You know, we grew up flying kites, but the dopamine hits that children are getting from the cell phones, and parents are giving the cell phones to these young children at such an early age where they're not learning how to be bored or how to, you know, just watch the birds fly by. And it's really sad to see. So I work with children too.
Wow. What do you want people to know about hypnotherapy? Yeah, so many people have aversions. I was one of them. You know, wasn't comfortable with it in the beginning. What do you want them to take away?
So when you drop yourself into that self-hypnosis relaxed state, it's exactly that. It's a relaxed state. No one's controlling you. I'm not hypnotizing anyone. They're hypnotizing themselves. So I'm teaching them how to do it and to get the changes they want. So it's not a scary situation where someone's controlling your mind. So you're in a relaxed state and you picture an iceberg. You see the iceberg, and you know, we see photos of icebergs. And what's above the water is your conscious mind. And the iceberg is huge underneath the water. And that is your subconscious mind. So you're accessing the unlimited power of your subconscious mind when you go in this relaxed state. So it's easy to do. It's relaxing to do. It's comfortable. We do go into, you know, traumas, but you don't stay in that trauma. We find the misperception or the belief system that one creates. We are meaning-making machines. So something happens, and we make a meaning about it. And it could be positive or negative. Typically, it's negative. And so then allow that negative belief system to shape our whole entire life. And so we find that negative belief system, and we reframe it. That's the power of doing the hypnosis with me.
Are we really rewiring our brains through hypnosis?
Yes. Steve, it's like, you know, your computer is not working, so you power it off and you reboot it, and things are working better when you turn it back on. So it's basically that same thing. And it does take some time. It's not going to be immediate results on the first session, but I have clients transform in 5 weeks with 5 sessions, and even their friends, their family, people who don't even know they're doing hypnosis, they're like, there's something different about you. You've changed. You're calmer. You're more focused. You're more at peace. So it's amazing to see these changes in people and how much happier they are.
Mm. We had great audio in the beginning. Our cell connection just a little spotty there at the end, but we got everything. I hear you loud and clear.
Oh.
What do you use? What technique do you use to help somebody get in a hypnotic state? I mean, there's many different ones I've been exposed to. Just staring up into your your eyebrows, you know, that's one of them. What do you typically, what's your favorite one?
Well, yeah, I do many different ones. And then I also do some hypnosis testing to make sure that they are in hypnosis.
Mm.
So basically it's closing their eyes. Can you still hear me okay, Steve?
Yep, I got you now.
Okay, great. So yeah, looking at your eyes, their arm, just drop it. Drop their to a relaxed state of mind, you know, letting go of the last week, the last day, the last hour, and really bringing them into the present. Focus on breathing. We do the box. So when you're focused on the starting, you
And now we're starting to lose you on the cell.
Yeah, so that's about.
And I got you back there now. Yeah. Best way for somebody to reach you, Audra, is your website is.
I'm sorry.
We have the spotty cell connection all of a sudden. Very odd. Maybe it's the energy. Every time there's.
Yes.
Seriously, I've experienced it.
Okay.
Your website is your name for somebody to learn more, right?
.com. They can schedule 24/7 and find a convenient time that works for them. And I send you the paperwork. And it's, like I said, it's really easy and comfortable. And it teaches you how to relax.
At the very least, at least in my experience, it's so relaxing to have hypnotherapy. Yeah, it can get a little emotional depending on what's going on there. But even self-hypnosis, again, relaxing. Start the process, make the change. If you've got some addictions, maybe you know somebody, start the conversation. AudraSanderhoff.com, two Fs, AudraSanderhoff.com. Great having you on here today. Really appreciate it, Audra.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers.
Day-to-day simple tasks can become pretty daunting.
I have to carry my chair up 2 flights of steps or have somebody do it for me.
What scares me the most is just the falling.
When I'm struggling with my house, I think, you know, to have that one great barrier just knocked down, I mean, it's crucial.
Home for Our Troops is a wonderful nonprofit that builds a mortgage-free, fully adaptive, handicap-accessible house.
And there's no catch.
It'll be our very first home that we've ever owned.
This is a game changer.
This is where your life begins again.
We need you to join us in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Because of you, everything's going to be okay.